He's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Curry, way downtown, bang, bang!
You don't like NBA basketball!
Hello and welcome to another episode of The GM's Office. Liam Ellison here alongside my co-host Jared Gunn. Jared, how was your day today?
I'm very good, Liam. Ready for another show.
Absolutely, I am as well. Hey, just got to let you know, I've actually went thrift shopping today, Jared, or op shopping as it's called over here in Australia, and I found some old NBA cards. They're nearly 30 years old, these things. I found a 1991 Chuck Daly, a 95 Jalen Rose. I thought it was quite a find.
Yeah, that's a big find, Liam. Are you planning to flip them on eBay, make a bit of a profit?
Well, I mean, look, some of them I might keep. There was a nice little Timberwolves Isaiah Ryder one, but I tell you what, they were 10 cents each, Jared. So what do you reckon, 10 cents to 10 bucks? Can I do it?
Liam, that'd be a pretty good get by you.
I reckon as well. Let's get into our fantasy basketball news today. Zion Williamson. Now, it's been 8 weeks since we first heard of that injury, Jared. It was first reported as 6 to 8 weeks with the knee. It's now been extended, so we will not see him until the calendar flips to 2020, according to Mark Stein. So, look, the wait continues, doesn't it, for Zion?
Yeah, it does. And, Liam, I know that you earmarked this a couple months back when this whole thing about Zion not playing at the start of the season came about, that maybe there's a chance he doesn't play this season at all. And, Liam, I'm thinking that's the possibility right now.
It's still not off the cards. Look, it'll be unlikely still, but look, it continues to extend that return date. So owners who've drafted him, surely you have to continue to hold, would you say? Or is there a scenario where you start to look at possibly trading this guy?
I think the case is situational, Liam. And look, I had a look at Zion's ownership on Yahoo, and he was 95% owned. So owners are definitely sticking by him at the time. But I think there's a case that if your team's, you know, got a pretty bad negative record at the moment in fantasy, that maybe you try to offload him in a trade and get someone on a buy low. I think there's a chance you could get a guy in the top 75, Liam, if you try to flip Zion now. I think there'd be some optimists out there that might be willing to take a chance on him.
Yeah, agreed. I think it is a situational one, as you said. Look, if you are struggling for wins and you need to continue to win to make your fantasy playoffs, then I'm certainly looking at getting rid of this guy. I mean, there could be someone who's sitting there, you know, first or second on the ladder who can afford to take a risk on Zion, so they could be a potential trade partner for you. I also did hear that potentially when he does come back, there'll be rests on back-to-backs. Am I correct in saying that, Jared?
Yeah, I did read a tweet on that, Liam, and it was from an official source, I can't remember who it was, that they do not have any plans on playing Zion on back-to-backs, which makes a whole lot of sense when this guy hasn't played at all this season and they want to make sure that he's in tip-top shape. So, Liam, I think the best case for Zion this season is that he plays 25 games, and oof, that's three quarters of the season's missed. So even if you are on top of the table, there's a bit of risk there that towards the end of the season, maybe he's shut down the last week. Who knows? But it scares me if you've got Zion right now. And I think if you can offload him and try and get him in a decent trade, that's personally what I'd probably do.
Yeah, that's a big red mark, isn't it? If he misses back-to-backs, only plays the 25 games, that is a real worry. And all of a sudden, he's gone from, you know, being possibly a second round staple of your team to, you know, maybe a wild card for the playoffs at best. So, look, I think you hold on to him if you can, but if you are struggling for wins, maybe you jump off Zion Williamson. Let's go to a trio of other young big men who are set to return in the next week or so, Jared. Bagley, Ayton, and Collins, all not far away. In fact, Marvin Bagley, he's actually set to return tomorrow, Australian time. So he'll return for a Wednesday game for the Kings. Still in 15% of leagues in Yahoo, he's available. So if you're in one of those leagues, I think jump on.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a surprise to me that, you know, there's probably 10% of owners that don't value him, because I'd expect him to be around that 95% range right now and probably on the injured reserve for a lot of people. But definitely get Bagley if he's not owned in your league right now, because we spoke about Bagley a lot last year and the numbers that he put up in limited minutes, and we know that this season, while he's only played the one game, that he's probably got big plans in that Kings rotation.
Yeah, I think this is a guy who could potentially average 20 and 10 on good percentages, so certainly someone you should be looking at. if he's available on your waiver wire, pick him up straight away because he could be a steal. I know I've actually held him since the day he was injured. He was dropped in an ESPN points league, which I believe is probably the format he's most valuable in. But, you know, even in your categories leagues and your Yahoo leagues, he's still a top 40 guy. So get on Marvin Bagley. DeAndre Ayton, due to return on December 17th, so less than a week away for him. And look, he's currently ranked number one in categories, Jared. After his one game, he had a four-block performance. The number one ranked player's back.
If he can average 18 points, 11 rebounds, and four blocks like he did in that first game, Liam, no wonder he's number one. But that's probably not going to happen. But I think definitely this is another guy that should average 20 and 10 when he returns. And if he can, you know, average a block to two blocks per game as well, we're talking about a guy that's top 20 at least in terms of, you know, the best guys in fantasy.
I'll throw a bit of a curveball at you here. What do we do about our own Aaron Baines? This could dent his value, to say the least.
I think if you didn't trade Aaron Baines earlier, Liam, I don't think you're going to get a lot of value for him. I think he's probably going to be a drop very soon. And it's a shame because he was putting up some fantastic numbers, but he's just not in the right situation with, you know, number one pick DeAndre Ayton coming back.
Yeah, I think so too. Look, I would say hold on to him until he does lose that value. You know, there's certainly a situation where maybe he's in a minute share with Ayton. I know Monty Williams values Baines and what he's done for that team is they've been able to win some games. So maybe, you know, he continues to play upwards of 20 minutes a night and is still a guy of value. But, you know, if it gets three or four games in it and we're not seeing much out of Aaron Baines, I would not hesitate to drop him, to say the least. The last one is John Collins, Jared, another guy who can put up 20 and 10. He's due back on December the 23rd. Now, he's owned in 90% of leagues, but nonetheless, 1 in 10 leagues is available. I'd be going and picking him up as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a no-brainer, Liam. All three of these guys should be owned. John Collins is probably a guy that's been the most consistent because he's been in the league for 3 years now, and you know those five games he played, he averaged 17 points and 9 rebounds, so that's exactly what you should expect when he comes back.
Do you reckon Jabari Parker is trending in the same direction in Aaron Baines?
Yeah, I think so. Though Jabari, I feel like he's got a little bit more value just because his ability to score the ball in high percentages and the fact that he's a good rebounder as well, it does add up. But yeah, he's going to take a little bit of hit in the form.
Yeah, I could potentially see them starting together at the four and the five, but we'll see. Again, wouldn't hesitate to drop him if he does struggle after the first week or two. Let's move on to David Fizdale, Jared. Finally sacked. I mean, look, feel bad for the man. It's a tough situation there in New York with James Dolan. But in terms of fantasy, oh, we are ringing the bells of glory at the moment. No more terrible rotations, or at least we hope, with the Knicks. Fizdale's out.
Yeah, I think you need to hold your breath there, Liam, because we had a look at the game log yesterday or today in Australian time when they versed the Portland Trailblazers, and not one guy logged over 30 minutes. It was an absolute logjam again. So, look, Liam, I think we need to just hold our horses and maybe have a bit of assessment over a bigger sample size for the New York Knicks because, I don't know, Liam, surely it should be better than Fizdale, but who knows?
Who's taken over as the assistant coach, do we know?
Mike Miller. I don't know about you, Liam, but I was thinking that it was bloody Mike Miller from the Miami Heat. You know, LeBron James' old three-point teammate, but I was wrong. The guy's got a lot of grey hair, so I was in the red there.
Okay. Interesting. I did notice Mitch Robinson played the most minutes for the Knicks the other day. He came off the bench and played 27. Again, you know, a bit of a red flag when your highest minutes played is 27 minutes, but look, he's kind of the one guy I've got my eyes on here in terms of who could potentially turn it around with a new coach and a consistent rotation. Do you think Mitchell Robinson can gain any value from this?
Yeah, I think so. I think he should be playing closer to 30 minutes per night, Liam. That's a definite. He's 116th ranked on hashtag basketball's ranking so far for this season. And to me, it makes a lot of sense. You know, he's an elite blocker, two blocks per game. But everything else, Liam, is pretty average. Only 9.5 points, just under 7 rebounds per game. For a center, you'd like that to be closer to 10 in terms of the rebounding totals, and definitely the points should be higher. So it makes a lot of sense, but we talk about Mitchell Robinson being Mr. Per 36, and if he does play minutes, you know, closer to 30 or above, then, you know, we can call him Mr. Per 36, and he does put those numbers up for you.
Yeah, look, he certainly has been disappointing fantasy-wise. Certainly for, you know, some of his biggest supporters, like myself preseason, who drafted him quite high, perhaps we got a little bit carried away in thinking that he would jump up in that minutes per game stat this season. Hasn't happened that way. Playing, you know, low 20s. So we can see that number jump up to 27, 28 consistently. All of a sudden, he might be more than just a blocks guy. You know, he's obviously his field goal percentage is elite, but just not giving us enough volume to really affect our overall team percentage. You know, if we can eventually get to the point, Jared, where we're seeing 11 and 8 from him and 2.5 blocks, all of a sudden he jumps up and to probably the top 75 instead of the top 115. So hopefully Robinson gains value from this. But again, judging by that first game when they got smacked by the Blazers, I'm not holding my breath, like you said.
Let's just hope that the Knicks are trying to figure out what fits and what doesn't fit Lamb, and then we get a consistent lineup from them because we haven't seen it for a while.
Yeah, well, they're starting Taj Gibson at the moment, and he's still a very, very nice player, Taj Gibson, but not the future for the Knicks, who are 4-20, so I would have thought they would, you know, look to the future sometime soon. Let's talk about another cellar dweller in the NBA, the Golden State Warriors. Now, Kevin Looney has returned recently from that neuropathic hamstring injury. He's been banged up big time, but he's back in the Warriors' rotation. And Willie Cauley-Stein, obviously the incumbent center there, he's actually played better since Looney's return. Now, Looney's played low minutes, but what do you make of all this?
Yeah, it's a little bit confusing, this one, because, like you said, Cauley-Stein has been much better, but this is a guy that was coming off an injury, interrupted preseason too, so maybe he's just getting adjusted back into the swing of things, Willie Cauley-Stein. But I know, Liam, that you've got massive raps on Kevin Looney.
I'm quite high on Kevin Looney, to say the least. And look, I think in an ESPN points league, in which I've got a nice little lead at the top of my conference, I actually took a punt on him, Jared, and picked him up because I believe he's got serious potential in that category as, you know, a low usage but high percentage guy can give you 10 and 8 potentially if he plays 25 minutes a night. But it is a big if because, you know, he's banged up, we know, or at least he has been. And, you know, he's probably going to be in a minute share with Cauley-Stein. Now, to be honest, I wouldn't be stashing Looney in any other format of fantasy. Categories, Yahoo points, Dynasty, I'd hold on to him, yes. But unless you're in deep leagues or in ESPN points, I wouldn't look at it because at the moment, Looney's numbers are terrible. You're really just holding on and hoping that he eventually takes Cauley-Stein's starting spot. Jared, do you reckon that's a chance of happening or am I a bit high on the Looney train?
It's a chance of happening, but I don't know if it really affects anything at all, Liam. So, like you said, your ideal scenario is that Kevin Looney comes in and averages 10 and 8, and that's what Willie Cauley-Stein's been doing on the month, 10 and 8. And I think what's going to happen is that those minutes are probably going to be closer to each other. They'll probably both average around 18 to 20 minutes each, maybe later in the month or towards the start of Jan. And then, ideally, I think what's going to happen is they're going to both be averaging around 8 and 6, which is okay and probably a good streaming option. But for me, I don't know how ownable that is. Even in ESPN points, I know these guys put up high percentages, but personally, Liam, it's not good enough to be, you know, a guy that has a roster spot.
Yeah, look, I think the one thing he does have going for him is he's a guy who can shoot above 60% from the field, which then, you know, once you chuck in those couple of assists, a block, etc., all of a sudden his ESPN points value can be upwards of 17 or 18. But it is a very speculative ad. I wouldn't advise for it unless you're in some unique circumstances. I think he's a deep league watch. If you're in, you know, a 16 team league or whatever, chuck him on your watch list. And the moment he plays, you know, upwards of 25 minutes, he might be worth an ad, but nothing more than that. Willie Cauley-Stein looks the goods. Hold on to him. I think he's still available in quite a lot of leagues. Would you suggest he's a guy you should go out and seek as a waiver wire ad?
I'd have a look at him, definitely, Liam. I personally have an ESPN points. I've got him on my roster, and he got me around 18 today. Yesterday. I can't remember what day it was. But, yeah, I was happy with that. That's what I want from Willie Cauley-Stein. And I know, you know, with a couple blocks, adds a few points. Not as many as Yahoo points would, but yeah, the extra stats do help, and I think Willie Cauley-Stein, at least for the next couple of weeks, does hold a little bit of value.
Well, there's a few guys on the waiver wire at the moment who are, you know, that have that injured status and could be worth the stash. Now, we've spoken about Looney. What about Caris LeVert? We think he's about a week or two away coming back from that injury. Had a pretty impressive start to the year, but certainly didn't blow us away. Do you think he's worth a pickup and stash 2 weeks away from returning?
Again, Liam, this is very situational for where you are in fantasy right now. See, with Caris LeVert, he did start the season off pretty well, and he had two games later before he got injured where the games were actually quite awful, to be quite honest. They weren't good. He didn't score the ball well, didn't shoot the ball well either. So that doesn't help. But we've spoken about how LeVert, it takes him a while to get back into a groove. So you might add him now and he'll come back and it might take him a while to get back to that form that he's shown before. So when it comes to this one, Liam, maybe if you're in a high position in your fantasy league and have a good record right now, you can take that risk and, you know, hold LeVert for a couple of weeks until he comes good. But if your team's towards the end of the standings, Liam, I don't know if it's worth the get.
Yeah, agreed. I think he's certainly going to weigh you down if you're down the bottom of the standings. Look, ideally, LeVert's a guy that you'd, you know, have on your IR and hold him there. If not, is he a stash? Potentially. I think he's got categories value. Obviously, 1.5 threes a game combined with pretty good rebounding and assist numbers and potentially above average scoring. You know, that is a good mixture. I think Yahoo points as well. He's quite valuable. In ESPN points, not so much. I mean, he struggles shooting from the field, can sometimes really limit him there. But look, I think, you know, certainly 14-team categories leagues, if you're in a good position, I'd probably definitely pick him up as a stash.
Yeah, definitely. And before those, you know, before he got injured, Liam, I know there was two games where he scored pretty badly, but if you take those games out, his averages for the year to date was 20 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and that's pretty solid in my opinion.
Yeah.
Especially in Yahoo points, that'll add up to be, you know, just over 30, and that's above average. So that's definitely ownable, Liam, and yeah, definitely worth a try.
Yeah, it's impressive. And also, you know, worth noting that he is small forward shooting guard DPP, which, you know, does have its value. As we know, those are two pretty shallow positions. So something else to consider if you have a little bit of a, you know, positional unbalance if in your team, if you like. Well, Jared, that's all we've got time for today. I'm going to head straight to eBay, actually, and start listing my 10-cent cards at $10, mate. I'll let you know how I go. They might not sell for a while. The shipping might actually exceed the price of the cards. But anyway, we'll see how we go. I'll catch you in a couple of days' time to continue GMO.